Welcome to EnviroPod, a chance to catch up with all the good things your Department of Public Works and Environmental Services does to maintain and improve the environment in Fairfax County. I'm your host, Bob DeMarco, and on this edition of the podcast, I'm speaking with Dwayne Wright, Solid Waste Operations Division Director, and Sean Paul Truss, Environmental Services Manager, both with the Solid Waste Management Division. And today we're talking about the county's leaf vacuum program. Gentlemen, welcome to EnviroPod.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure. As a county resident who takes advantage of this program, give us like the 30,000 foot view of the program.
I can take this one. So the vacuum leaf program, it's a seasonal program that we have, and it's more about the protection of our stormwater system. So it's important that we want to prevent blockage in our storm drains. It's important that we want to reduce nutrient pollutions that go into the air that comes from leaves. But it's also important for aesthetics to make sure that our community looks good. So we got together, Sean Paul and I, and put together a program that we were proud of this year. But I think the one thing that helps us is the value that the residents play is so instrumental. And I think the residents in our county are absolutely amazing at prepping their leaves, getting them out on time, making sure that they're staying in line with where we are with our collection process. And they're very excited to see us when we come through. So it makes a big difference to see a smile on a resident's face when you're doing your work. So that's kind of the high level. We just want to make sure the community is environmentally safe. The aesthetics are looking good, and then we're given an end product to where the residents can use as well.
How much of the county is covered by this program?
That is about 20% is being enrolled into it. You have to ask for it. It is through a fee, and we have at this time anywhere between 25,000 to 30,000 customers that we service, and we're very happy to provide that service to them.
I love it. Well, let's talk about the nuts and bolts of it. What does it look like? How does the resident see this?
All right. So what we end up doing is we start our advertisement in October to remind them that the season is about to start. The season is a three-month season. It starts in November. We do three passes, and we give you a 2 weeks notice to set your leaves out to the curb. And then when we come through with the devices, we have tag leaf collections. We have automated trucks, which are one-man trucks with arms on it that collect. And all they have to do is just get them to the curb. And once they get them to the curb, we pick them up by sucking them up. So we do three complete passes. We also have dashboards to show them the productivity inside their areas. We have 10 different areas that we service. And that way they're a day-to-day involved in what it is that we do, and we're very proud of how it worked out for us.
I'm in Area 5, and I know that on the signs in my neighborhood, I can just scan a QR code. What do I get when I scan that QR code?
When you scan that QR code, what you end up being directed to is the Fairfax County website page for leaf collection. It gives you the actual date of service. It gives you any information that we're putting out there, if there's a delay, if it's a training session, anything concerning your area at that time, that's what will be out on there. And it, like I said, it takes you directly to the webpage.
But we want to stay away from the delay warnings.
Oh, yes.
We want to stay on schedule.
So what happens to the leaves after they're collected?
After they're collected, we deliver them to a location. We have a staging area. We've been lucky enough that the rec department, Parks and Rec, have allowed us to use one of their parks to stage them in. We then mulch the leaves, and then we take those leaves and drop them off at I-66, I-95, we turn them to leaf mulch, and it's free to any county resident.
So the real stuff in terms of fertilizer and growing soil, you can tell what a gardener I am, I
guess. Yes, yes. It definitely adds to it.
But you can go there and pick up mulch for free, and it's basically an organic material.
Correct. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So what about composting? Is there composting value? Is this the same thing?
No, it's definitely composting value because of the nutrients that come into the mulch reproduce kind of helps with it. We allow it to sit a certain amount of time. We turn it. We manipulate it to the best that we can, so we can get the best mulch product that we can. But the nutrients, the rich nutrients that we produce out of, we think is good for gardening.
So up front, you hinted at stormwater management, and I want to get there. But first, I want to be devil's advocate for a moment, because I do remember hearing, and I don't remember if it was on an EnviroPod or where I heard this, about not cleaning up your leaves and mulching them up with a lawnmower and kind of letting it, fertilize your own lawn.
That's an option. If you could, if you had the ability to. If you could get a mulcher, it'd refeed your yard, your lawns. You could use it in your own backyard if you were doing another garden. All those things benefit us to also reduce our footprint on the environment by not having the trucks to go through so many neighborhoods.
And that's my dad's method, I will say. So okay. that is my dad's method.
So we encourage it if that's what if you have the means to do that, because it is also beneficial. But if not, and you need to put them out to the curb, Fairfax County offers that too. And we come by and pick them up for you.
So then tell us about how the leaf vacuuming program helps with stormwater management, which I know is a huge concern in the county.
So I think the main thing, it prevents clogging, which can be detrimental to flooding. And when we see a result, we don't see a lot of flooding because of the leaf. So we want to make sure that we are keeping the drains clear and clean. We specifically made an emphasis this year to make sure we're cleaning the storm drains that are on our routes, and then the contamination that goes into the water stream. So I think we did a good job this year of paying attention to the storm drains. We did a good job of ensuring that our back down streets that typically that pose a challenge to where a lot of storm drains kind of funnel into. We have specific trucks that were designated to those specific areas. So I think that assisted us with having less clogging this year. I don't think we have any reports of any areas where they were clogging and flooding due to leaves.
One of the other things that depending on how long you've been in Fairfax County, there are certain neighborhoods that don't have curb and gutter. They actually have a culvert in front of their homes. Mm-hmm. And that's where the leaves normally end up. So by us being able to clean those leaves out, you prevent from when it does have heavy rains from that flooding happening. And in this case, we were allowed to, we had a great season where we finished before we had a snowstorm as well as icing. So all of that was already collected, so there's no way for it to jam up as it thaws out. So again, another benefit.
Well, how does that work in terms of excess jamming things up before, or it's snowing before you have a chance to clear all that?
Well, there has been some seasons where the weather wasn't as friendly. And what we end up doing is trying to wait for it to thaw out, and then we pick back up. It doesn't matter how long the delay was, we still finish all three rounds. The previous year, the snow did catch us early January. We actually missed the entire month of January. And it was a little funny because we marked a lot of the piles. We knew where they were. But then the plows came through. So then those piles ended up at the end of people's cul-de-sacs. So we did a lot of cleanup on those cul-de-sacs where the piles got pushed to as they thawed out. But we always try to get to that before the weather breaks. But when it doesn't, it doesn't matter. Like I said, we will pick back up until all three rounds are completed.
What do you think residents should know? What should they do in collecting leaves and putting them out to the curb to make things just a little bit easier on the men and women who come by and vacuum those leaves up?
I think the first thing is know your collection date, your collection window, and make sure they're out on time. Number two, if you are hiring a contractor to come and do leaf removal, look and see what their service level is. Often those that they hire contractors will come out of schedule, off of our schedule, and place the leaves at the curb. For me, yeah. I do pay for leaf removal in my own home, but I make sure that my contractor takes the leaves with them when they finish versus setting them out. Now, if it's on schedule, then I'll let them know, hey, you can put them at the curb. But if it's off schedule, then you need to kind of haul the leaves away. Some of the other things, when we have the culverts, if you have room not to put in the culvert, we would prefer that. It's a lot of times the culverts are filled with rocks.
And our devices will suck those rocks up, causing damage.
Oh, yeah.
So this year we went out and we bought a lot of battery-packed leaf blowers. Mm-hmm. So we're not using gas. We're not polluting. And we use battery packs to aid us in that, to get it out of the covert so we wouldn't have a safety issue where you slip, go down in it, trip over the rocks, whatever. We can get it out of that actual covert and then suck it up on top of the street.
Yeah. And I was going to say, we don't want to really remove the rocks because that's part of the...
That's part of the drainage.
It's part of the drainage to make sure that we're getting clean water going through our system. So we don't want to suck the rocks up. We thought bringing in the leaf blowers this year would help us. So we really wouldn't have to go all the way in the cover. We could just blow them out. And I think that was pretty successful this year. It slowed us down a tad bit, but it was definitely a benefit for us this year.
So instead of just the rakes, you have the rakes and a leaf blower. Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you noted that that you use battery, you know, electric.
Yes.
That's important. Are these what about the trucks? Are they how much can they carry? Are they like ordinary solid waste trucks?
No, these are actually leaf collecting devices. We have the open bodies, which carry about 3 tons, 3.5 tons. We have automators, which carry 3 tons. We then use actual dump trucks with built-up sides onto them. They get encased. We put a hole on the back, and then we blow the leaves into the back of those. So those are the three different ways we actually collect and haul it away. Like I said, this year, again, we got a chance to reduce our footprint going up and down 95 and 66 by putting it all in one location, consolidating it, putting it into a larger tractor trailer, and then delivering it to the actual dump site. So that really benefited us a lot.
Are there other counties around us who do this kind of this service?
Oh, yes.
Yes. I know District of Columbia, D.C., they provide leaf service.
Loudoun County, Richmond, which is Henrico County. Who else does it? Fauquier does it to a certain degree. But some of their programs are waste collections, yard waste collections. But Fairfax offer that as well. But we start out with the typical. We divide the difference between leaves and yard waste. But you could bag it up and you could put it out as yard waste, or you can wait the leaf season and make it nothing but clean leaves that's being collected.
What would you say are the environmental impacts of cleaning up the leaves besides that to the effects on stormwater?
I think it reduces the reliance on chemical fertilizers for those who use the mulch, supports a circular economy and practices. So once the residents get used to us coming and we stay to our schedule, that helps with the economy. It diverts organic material from the landfills. So instead of having to take these materials and bury them in the landfill, so to speak, we'll take it and process it into mulch. Then it also helps with gardeners who would like to use this as kind of like a bed for their gardens. So it helps a lot, but also sends cleaner water into the waste stream when we remove the leaves, and it helps with air quality as well.
So as a resident who misses the three pickups, and I have to admit that has been me in the past, what can I do? Should I burn them? What do I do?
No, I think as Jean-Paul alluded to, you can bag them and we can collect them during the yard waste season.
Okay.
But during non-leaf collection time, we can accept leaves, bag leaves as our yard waste in our yard waste program.
So any plans to expand the program in the future?
That is really up to the residents. As their demands grow, we'll grow. That's something that the county has already told us, is, and the board is saying, hey, as long as they want it, we'll provide it.
And I will say leaf season is more of about making sure our infrastructure is protected. So I think there's always a possibility of expansion. But as Jean-Paul alluded to, we're going to take care of what we're assigned to take care of. And if we expand out, then we'll be prepared for that.
That's great. What's the last word on this leaf collecting?
From our operational team, we appreciated the support, the good words, the messages, the emails, the support of people making sure that everyone is being serviced and everyone who isn't supposed to be getting service don't get service. We get those calls too. But I really do appreciate their support as well as their the way that they receive our crews while they're out there. We try to make sure that we honor all policies and procedures, but you can't stop a resident from coming out and offering water, and they always try to do it, water, apples, oranges. So we really do appreciate that, and it makes their days.
Yeah, I would like to add, I would say we welcome every area that would welcome us to come out and speak to them prior to leaf season. I think that helped in the areas we went to last year to kind of explain the program. To the staff that we have, we completely overhauled how we did leaf collection this year. Their adaptability to what we did this year, I appreciated their patience. The residents going on, being knowledgeable about the collection schedule, visiting the website, the traffic was pretty good this year. And we could tell because the leaves were out, 90% of the homes that we went by to collect, most of them were out. So we thought that was very effective. And we're looking forward to doing it again next year. We've already started our leaf season planning for next season, and hopefully we can improve upon it next year. And we'll do our part to make sure that the infrastructure of our area is good, their environment's good, and the aesthetics are good. That's kind of what we want to aim to do.
Great. Well, Dwayne, Sean, Paul, thank you both for what you do, because I'm a recipient of your service. But also, thanks for coming on EnviroPod. It's been a pleasure meeting you and talking with you about the leaf vacuum program.
It's our pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you for listening to EnviroPod. If you want to get more information on the Fairfax County Department of Public Works and Environmental Services and all that it does, go to fairfaxcounty.gov/publicworks or call 703-324-5033. Weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Thanks again for joining us on EnviroPod, which is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.